But first, despite going into damage control, the US President Donald Trump hasn't managed to stop a torrent of criticism after his comments at the Helsinki summit. President Trump has clarified a statement he made alongside his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, saying he misspoke at the event. And he says he meant to say he saw no reason why it was not Russia that interfered in the 2016 US election. But while some in Congress have accepted the clarification, others say it's not enough, as Thomas Ariti reports.
Donald Trump says it's all an honest mistake.
I said the word would instead of wouldn't, and the sentence should have been, and I thought it would be maybe a little bit unclear on the transcript or unclear on the actual video, the sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Sort of a double negative.
The president spoke at the White House trying to calm a political storm over his remarks in Helsinki, where he appeared to side with Russia over his own intelligence agencies. Comments he appeared to back up immediately after the media conference in this interview with Fox News.
I think it's a shame. We're talking about nuclear proliferation. We're talking about Syria and humanitarian aid. We're talking about all of these different things, and we get questions on the witch hunt. And I don't think the people out in the country buy it, but the reporters like to give it a shot. I thought that President Putin was very, very strong.
But in Washington, it was a different story.
So you can put that in, and I think that probably clarifies things pretty good by itself.
And that seems to have satisfied some of his fellow Republicans. Senator Bob Corker is much calmer than he was yesterday.
To put our intelligence community in equivalence with something that a former KGB official says, to put any equivalency there, to me, for those are people who work for him. And I think he realized that was a major mistake.
House Speaker Paul Ryan also kept the focus on Russia rather than his own president.
How many times have I stood up here and told you what I think about Vladimir Putin? Vladimir Putin does not share our interests. Vladimir Putin does not share our values.
But, perhaps predictably, Democrats like Senator Mark Warner aren't buying it.
At least everyone engaged in the Obama administration and the intelligence community admits the facts. The fact that Mr. Trump won't accept facts. The goal of the intelligence community is to speak truth to power. And when the so-called power here refuses to accept that truth, we're in a very dangerous spot.
The criticism extends far beyond the walls of Congress. Lawyer Michael Avenatti represents adult film star Stormy Daniels, who allegedly had an affair with the president. And this morning, he joined protesters in front of the White House.
I, like so many of you on that election night, had hoped that the office would change the man. We now know that the man has changed the office.
But opinions are divided on the streets of New York.
His skepticism of our intelligence agencies, I don't dismiss that out of hand, okay? If he has a skepticism, I mean, I'm sure he's a liar.
I don't trust the FBI and the intelligence agencies either.
Putin's puppet. That's kind of what I take from it.
Why is it that they crucify him when he's over-aggressive and not they crucify him when he has a meeker tone, is it? Or that he turns around and he tries to make a meeting where it's good for the country, not good for the politicians.
So are American voters likely to accept the president's clarification? Republican pollster Kristen Salters Anderson has told the BBC she doubts his poll numbers will drop too far and not for long. But she suggested the events in Helsinki may have done some damage.
Despite his claims that he wants to be viewed as a very strong leader, he's often quite genial and in some ways very weak when it comes to Vladimir Putin. And I think reading off of a prepared statement today has not done a lot to assuage these fears that Donald Trump simply doesn't understand why it is a problem to continue coming out and casting these doubts on what the U.S. Intelligence community has to say about the election.
Republican pollster Kristen Salters Anderson and Thomas Ariti with our report.